USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Inflation continues back upward, rising again in the last month. USA's John Schaefer with more.
As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Additionally, AAA is reporting a rise of approximately 20 cents per gallon in the average price of regular gasoline over the past month.
New allegations about Boeing structural issues have surfaced. Lisa Banks, an attorney for a Boeing whistleblower, says he claims the company's 787 Dreamliner is not safe to fly.
He is alleging that Boeing knowingly took a series of manufacturing shortcuts.
Whistleblower Sam Salapur, a Boeing engineer, told the New York Times these shortcuts caused parts of the fuselage to be improperly put together, which could result in the plane falling apart after years of use. This as Boeing deals with assembly issues involving its older 737 aircraft. Former President Trump says he would not sign a national abortion ban into law if elected president. Trump called the overturning of Roe v. Wade an incredible achievement, but says abortion laws should be left up to the states to decide. President Biden says publicly the White House is considering what authority he might already have to shut down the U.S. southern border.
Some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it, and if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court.
During an interview with Univision, in the meantime, Congress has a bill before it that would give a U.S. president that authority. So far, it has stalled. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we know throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
President Biden relating to Latino voters this week. Polling has shown him lagging in Latino support that has traditionally gone to Democratic candidates.
There's not a fundamental difference in the value set between Irish Catholic neighbors I grew up in Latinos. It's about faith. It's about family. It's about togetherness. It's about having each other's back.
During that same interview with Univision this week, there are some in the Northeast still feeling aftershocks from last week's earthquake in New Jersey and New York. Dave Collins with more.
The most recent was yesterday morning at 10:22 when a 2.6 magnitude quake registered just southwest of Gladstone, New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey says that it's totally normal for aftershocks to continue for a week to 10 days or so after a quake. I'm Dave Collins.
Like a story out of Hollywood, the U.S. Coast Guard confirms they rescued three stricken fishermen who'd become stranded on a desert island in the Pacific. The men from Micronesia had taken a 20-foot boat out 100 miles from the next closest populated island when the outboard motor on their vessel broke down. After their radio went dead, the three men survived on a small deserted island for about a week. They decided to spell the word help on the beach. A U.S. Navy jet spotted the message April 7th, and a Coast Guard cutter came to their rescue on Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.